Would you all pray with me? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today we are in the second part of a series on the Gospel of Luke, which we will follow through from the beginning through the end throughout the summer. Today's reading finds us toward the beginning of Jesus's ministry, chapter 5 in the book of Luke. After the story of Jesus's birth and after the story of that one time that Jesus was 12 years old and his parents lost him in the temple. Don't know anything about that. Just after Jesus's first sermon, given at the age of 30. The one time I beat Jesus on a timeline. Jesus is just getting started in his ministry, and he knows that he can't do it alone. And so one day, he's standing on the lakeshore teaching, and the crowds start pressing in on him. Simon Peter is in a boat, sweaty from his work, downcast from a night of fishing with nothing to show for it. And Jesus climbs into Simon's boat. He asks him to sail a little ways from the shore. And so Simon, whose mother-in-law had just been healed by Jesus, Simon knows enough to trust this guy, and he sets out into the water. From his boat, Jesus teaches the crowd. Jesus finishes teaching and then turns to Simon and says, "Put out into the deep water. Let your nets down for a catch." The Greek word used there is bathos, which is used in other places in the Hebrew Bible to mean the primordial sea, a powerful Jewish symbol for chaos. But Simon is exhausted. He's had quite enough chaos already. They had worked all through the night and had not caught a single thing. But he takes a risk. He takes a risk and sets out into the deep. He lets down his nets and he catches so many fish that the nets strain for the weight. Jesus called Simon Peter into the deep. I can almost hear the weariness in Simon's voice when he tells Jesus that he had worked all night and not caught a thing. So many of us know this feeling. When you have given all that you have towards some cause or some effort and wound up empty-handed, little reason for hope. But Simon does not let the failures of the night dictate what he will do in the day. He was willing to take a risk, to set out into the deep water. He had seen something of this man. Jesus, and he had just enough courage to follow his direction. And Jesus knew that the ones that he called would need to practice courage, because ultimately, not too far off, they would be risking a whole lot more than an empty net. Into the deep. That is where Jesus called Simon Peter then, and it's where he calls us now. The life of a disciple is not meant to be lived on the surface, but in the depths. The deep is not safe. It is rife with danger, but also rife with the possibility of unimaginable beauty and that altogether chaotic thing. That thing for which we were made. Love. You can't get to love from the surface. The deep is not safe. To go there, we will have to risk much. The deep is not neutral. Once we go there, we will be forever changed. It will break our old ways of being, just like Simon Peter's nets broke from the strain of the fish. To set out into the deep like those first disciples, we'll need to leave a few things behind. Our doubts, our stories of past failure, our list of reasons why it won't work, so why try anyhow? Our desire to play small, to stay safe on the surface. We'll need to leave behind our well-earned fear. And if we can do this, if we can leave those things behind, there is no end to what God can do with us. We can set those things aside in service of a deeper faith, a faith that actually asks something of us, something big. There are right now people answering that call. Amidst the terror of the floods in central Texas, amidst the terror of the immigration raids, people are wading into the deep. Mexican firefighters who volunteer with Fundación Nuevo Uno Uno arrived in Texas last weekend to aid with search and rescue operations. Their founder said this: "When it comes to firefighters, there's no borders. There's nothing that will avoid us from fighting for another family. It doesn't matter where we're at in the world. That's the whole point of our discipline and what we do." I cannot imagine the courage it would take to cross the border from Mexico into the United States at this moment in history. The potential that the wrong border official handles your paperwork and whisks you off to some unknown location is far from zero. The potential that the kisses you offer to your little ones as you leave are the last that they'll know of you due to the moral lawlessness of U.S. immigration enforcement. The extreme vitriol and dehumanization heaped upon the Mexican people by the U.S. government and some of our people is enough for these firefighters to sit this one out. But they didn't. They didn't let the smallness of some people's heart determine the size of their courage. They went. When faced with the choice, they chose solidarity and care. They chose to risk themselves for the sake of others, and there is nothing more Christ-like than that. We too are called into the deep of solidarity and care, even when fear is loud in our hearts, into the deep of sacrifice and resistance, even though change seems far off, into the deep of an embodied faith, one that actually asks something of us. Jesus did not promise his disciples safety. But there is a promise. There is a promise better than safety, one that gives us what we need to brave that deep water. There is a promise, the one upon which my own faith rests, that there is nothing, 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 nothing in heaven or on earth, no force of humanity or secret police, nothing in the deep or in the beyond, nothing in all of creation that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And this love will strengthen us to swim in wild waters. This love will buoy us up when the current pulls us deep. This love will sustain us when the seas of sorrow try to drag us under. This love will not leave us no matter what storms might come. This love will bear us up when the seas turn to sludge and we cannot get through on our own strength. This love will not give up. This love will not run out. It will not abandon us. It will not. No matter what force of this earth throws at it, it will not fail us. God's love will be with us in the chaos of life's stormy seas, teaching us to swim right there in the deep, in the chaos of discipleship, in the danger of a lived solidarity, in the wild world of love. A love that will actually ask something of us, something big and real and costly. Something like the love of Jesus, the love for which we were made. May we have the courage to answer the call into the deep. Amen.